Don't remember our last conversations. Just bits and pieces. He lowered himself to the coffee table and took a seat across from me. I called Cassini today. My eyes narrowed on his face, betrayed that he'd crossed the line. You did what? You heard what I said. I called her and told her you're a mess. I gripped my skull, then dragged my hands down my face. You cunt. Heath ignored the insult. She said she didn't care if you were hurting. You hurt her so much that anything you feel, she feels a million times worse. She's not waiting around for you. That didn't surprise me. So it's now or never. You need to do something or lose her forever. She said that? I asked, surprised she would give an ultimatum. No, but she's going on a date tonight. His words sank deep into my skin until they hit my bloodstream. The pain circulated until it reached my heart, and that's when I felt the unbearable agony. Shards of glass pierced all my organs so I couldn't breathe. All the muscles in my body tightened in preparation for that battle that wouldn't take place. I couldn't sleep with anyone because I was still in love with one woman. The idea of her sleeping in some guy's bed tonight didn't just make me jealous. It made me insane. She was mine to claim, but I didn't want anyone else to have her. My brother continued to stare. You all right, man? I said nothing. My jaw clenched so tight my teeth hurt. I'll take that as a no. I rose to my feet, unable to sit still because the adrenaline was too strong. Who is he? I don't know. He's a friend of her brother's. So, Case set her up, and that meant he approved of the guy. He was probably a good-looking guy with a good job, a guy who would treat her right. So if she liked him, it could actually go somewhere. Name?
I don't know.
I paced the length of the living room. Where are they going?
Again, I don't know.
I marched down the hallway, changed my clothes, and then returned. I grabbed my phone and keys. Heath rose to his feet.
What the hell are you doing?
Stopping this.
Oh, hold on.
He blocked my path to the elevator.
I didn't tell you that so you could march down there like a caveman and ruin her date. Don't be an asshole. You said you didn't want her, so she moved on.
I slammed my fist into my chest. She's my woman.
She was your woman. You dumped her, remember?
I didn't dump her.
That's not how she described it. Balto, leave the girl alone. Unless you're going to finally get your shit together and be what she wants, don't interfere. I know you're an asshole, but if you sabotage every date she ever has just because you don't like it, you'll be lower than dirt. I won't even like you.
I moved around him and got into the elevator. That's fine. I don't like me either. Finding her was easy because of the chip I'd implanted in her ankle. I narrowed down her location to the outdoor patio of a French bistro. It was a short drive away, less than 10 minutes. The entire way I imagined what I would say to her. When I saw her sitting across from some guy, would I immediately punch him in the face? Would that just piss her off? Then what do I do? What would I say to her? Even if I wanted to give her everything she asked for, was ruining her date the best way to go about it? It really did make me an asshole. I didn't want her to sleep with him. I didn't want another man to be inside her. I could text her and tell her not to go through with it, but again, that made me such an asshole. And she might sleep with him just to spite me. I was worked up because I still loved this woman. I loved her more in her absence than her presence. But I wasn't thinking clearly at the moment. I was pumped up on adrenaline and rage. This was a really stupid idea. I pulled over to the curb across the street from the restaurant. The rage blurred my vision, and I struggled to think clearly. So many pent-up emotions ripped me apart. I'd turned into a hungry bear that couldn't think about anything else besides killing something. I should just leave, but I couldn't resist a look. I stared at the tables outside, blanketed in the spring sunlight. There were a few other couples sitting there, but the place was mostly empty. My eyes landed on the back of her figure. Her long hair was down her back, curled, the way I liked. Her jean jacket was over the back of the chair, and she wore a pink summer dress and heels. but what struck me most was the way her dress fit her. She was pregnant. My entire body stiffened as I stared at her, unable to process what I was looking at. That couldn't be her. There was no way she could be pregnant without telling me. She was so far along that it had to be mine. She wouldn't do that, would she? But the better explanation was that it wasn't her. I could only see the back of her head. She rose to her feet and excused herself to go inside, probably to use the restroom. That's when I saw her face. It was her, and her stomach was huge. There was no doubt she had a baby growing inside her. It wasn't just some weight she'd put on after our breakup. In the rest of her physique, she actually looked thinner. Her face was more slender, her neck more delicate. When she walked inside, her date stared at her ass. He watched her go until she disappeared from view. Then he pulled out his phone and appeared to be flipping through his newsfeed. With dark hair and eyes, he was a good-looking guy. He had classic Italian features and a strong jaw, and he was the kind of guy that could get pussy easily. This was worse than I thought. Cassini returned a moment later, her hand on her stomach as she sat down. This guy was so into her that he didn't even care that she was pregnant, because she was fucking perfect and I threw her away. Before I knew what I was doing, I got out of the truck and slammed the door. My eyes didn't even scan the street before I crossed the road, unafraid of any traffic. My eyes were locked on the woman who had been mine for months. Her stomach was enormous, and that could only mean one thing. I was the father, and she didn't fucking tell me. I was pissed off, hurt, and psychotic all at the same time. All I could see was red. This wouldn't end well, but that didn't stop me from storming up to their table. Her date saw me first because he was facing me. He was smart enough to sense the danger, so he stood up and immediately went to Cassini, as if he could somehow protect her from me. I grabbed him by the front of his shirt and shoved him back hard, making him trip on the concrete and fall backward. Cassini jumped to her feet and grabbed the knife sitting on the table. She gripped it the right way for an attack before she looked at me. Her eyes flashed in recognition, and she slowly lowered the knife.
What are you?
You're pregnant. You're pregnant and you didn't fucking tell me? Now that our eyes were locked on each other, I was even more irrational. This woman was so damn beautiful that it made me even angrier. Her body had changed so much, but knowing I did that to her made me want her more. What the fuck, Cassini? I could feel the vein in my forehead throb with my rage. I felt so betrayed, so idiotic. This entire time, I'd wasted time drinking my sorrows away while she grew our baby inside her, and she didn't tell me?
You need to calm down.
I will not fucking calm down. All the other customers on the patio abandoned their meals and scattered away. Her date finally got to his feet again. She moved to him.
Alessandro, are you all right?
I grabbed her by the arm and yanked her back. You're talking to me right now. She twisted out of my grasp.
And you pushed him to the ground.
Because he was stupid enough to rush me. She turned back to him.
Are you all right? I'm so sorry about that.
You want me to call the police?
Alessandro asked calmly.
Or maybe we should just go inside.
You can go inside, asshole. I hated how calm he was, how he didn't shit his pants like other men would. He was no match for me because he was far too lean, but he didn't scream like a girl either. This guy had potential. It made me hate him even more. Cassini ran her fingers through her hair in distress.
I'm so sorry. I had no idea he would just show up like this.
Leave. I stepped toward him, wanting him to get far away from my woman. Now. He held his ground.
I'm not leaving her alone with a psychopath.
I'm worse than a psychopath, asshole.
Balto, back off,
Cassini commanded.
Now.
Like a dog, I obeyed. I stepped back. She turned to Alessandro.
I'm sorry, but you should go. Balto and I need to talk.
I can't let this guy hurt you,
he argued.
He would never hurt me, she said. He hasn't made a very good first impression, but he's harmless, I promise you.
She's right, I said. If I wanted to hurt you, you would be unconscious right now. Alessandro stared at me for a long time before he moved away.
Call me when this is over. Just want to make sure you're okay.
Sure, she said. I'm so sorry about this.
It's okay, he said. If I were a man who'd lost you, I'd be crazy too.
He finally walked away and left us alone. My eyes turned back to her, back to the woman who occupied my entire heart. No other pussy had been around my dick. No other woman had kissed these lips. I'd been as devoted to her as the first night we met. Looking at her now, even when she was pissed, reminded me how much I loved her. I'd tried to fight it for so long, but I couldn't do it anymore. She crossed her arms over her chest.
Balto, it's not what you think.
I know a pregnant woman when I see one. What was your plan, to never tell me? That's wrong, and you know it. She looked into my eyes, the pain obvious in her gaze. If she still loved me, she didn't show it. She'd showed more compassion to the guy she'd been with just a minute ago.
I didn't tell you because it's not yours, Balto.
All my pain disappeared because there was a bullet in my heart. I slowly came back down to earth, my eyes narrowing in surprise. When I saw her belly, I assumed I was the one responsible for making her that way.
It's Lucien's.
You're sure? She nodded.
The doctor told me how far along I am. It's not possible for you to be the father.
Shocked, I continued to stare at her. When I first saw her belly, I felt a surge of joy. I didn't want a family, but seeing her glowing with life was a turn-on. I imagined us going home, getting naked, and me kissing her belly everywhere. But now everything had changed. I didn't know what to say, so I kept looking at her.
Why are you here? I'm guessing Heath told you about my date?
Yeah, he mentioned it.
And you got pissed off and decided to sabotage it?
She cocked an eyebrow, her disappointment sharp as a knife.
Even though nothing has changed and we still want different things? I always knew you were an asshole, but you're something else.
She grabbed her clutch off the table, then turned away.
You don't want me, but you don't want anyone else to have me.
That's not it.
Then what is it?
She turned back around, vicious. I held my silence, unsure what to say. Truth be told, I didn't know what I was doing when I drove here. All I knew was I didn't want this to happen. I don't know. She shook her head.
Leave me alone, Balto. I've met a nice guy who couldn't care less that I'm pregnant. You don't want to commit to me, and that's fine, but don't interfere with my life ever again.
She turned around again and walked away, her nude heels clapping against the concrete. I watched her walk away, watched the way her body waddled with her movements. Lucien's child was growing inside her, so she could never really escape him. When she looked at that child every day, she would have to think of the man who'd imprisoned her and raped her. It wasn't fair.
Chapter 25. Cassini. I returned to my apartment, the place where I lived alone. I didn't know what would happen with Alessandro, but I'd made sure the place was in perfect condition just in case he came over for a glass of wine. I didn't expect to like him, but he was definitely charming. But all of that was ruined because of Balto. That fucking asshole. Like a wild animal, he charged me and tried to kill my date. He ruined the evening by making me seem like a woman with a psycho ex. Finding someone new was already difficult because I was pregnant, but finding someone when a man like Balto was still keeping tabs on me was impossible. Alessandro would never want to see me again. Couldn't blame him. I was so pissed off at Balto that I didn't care about lying to him. I looked him in the eye and said the baby wasn't his. But since he had crashed my date, I knew nothing had changed. He didn't fight for me because he missed me. He only did something when he realized someone else was interested. It was pathetic and the opposite of romantic. It was meaningless. It was just masculine testosterone that got out of hand. He still considered me to be his woman, even though he hadn't wanted me for the last 3 months. But nothing was different. I wanted him to be with me because he wanted me, because he missed me, not because he was jealous of another man. Not because he felt obligated because of the baby growing inside me. I wanted all of him, or nothing at all. I called Alessandro. He answered right away, like he had been waiting by the phone.
Are you all right, Cassini?
Yeah, I'm fine. We had a shouting match at the restaurant, then I walked away. I'm really sorry he pushed you. I haven't spoken to him in 2 months. He found out I had a date and freaked out.
Yeah, I noticed,
he said with a chuckle. I just don't want you to think I'm in contact with him, because I'm not.
No, I understand. I don't blame him for being upset. I would be jealous, too.
This man was so calm, so chill. Anyone else would be throwing me aside.
But he didn't seem to know you were pregnant.
Yeah, because I didn't tell him.
Well, no wonder he was pissed,
he said with a chuckle.
Why didn't you tell him?
I didn't want him to be with me out of obligation. I wanted him to be with me because he wanted to be with me. He told me he never wants kids in marriage, so I don't want him to be with us if he doesn't really want to be there.
Gotcha.
So I told him it belonged to someone else. That should chase him off. Alessandro was quiet for a while.
So you still love him, but he won't commit?
Basically. I didn't want to lie to Alessandro, not when he'd been so good to me. He deserved my honesty. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's the truth. He and I have been through a lot together. Right when I thought we would be together forever, he dumped me. It's more complicated than that, but that's the short version of the story.
If that guy stormed your date like that, it's obvious he loves you too.
It would only be obvious when he actually said it to me. But love isn't enough for him.
What's holding him back?
It was a long and complicated story, one I probably shouldn't share. He just wants different things from life. I'll leave it at that.
All right,
he said with a chuckle.
So should we try to have a first date again? Maybe in secret so he doesn't find out?
Both of my eyebrows rose. You want to see me again? I asked incredulously. After my psycho ex pushed you like that? After he scared away all the customers at the restaurant?
Why wouldn't I? Maybe one day that'll be a funny story.
I couldn't believe this man. I'm surprised.
You shouldn't be. So how about same time, same place? I'm free on Saturday.
I'd hoped Balto would ruin my date because he wanted to admit he loved me, that he would ask me to be with him, but he had done no such thing. All he did was ruin my evening because he was selfish. I didn't owe him anything. I didn't even owe him the truth about his baby. Saturday works.
So Balto crashed your date?
Case looked up from the cutting board in the kitchen. He sliced some fennel and prepared the pancetta. Alessandro told you about it?
He said he was attacked by a wild bear.
I rolled my eyes. It was so bad.
That guy is a piece of shit.
He sliced the bulb of the fennel, then added it to the pan with the shrimp and tomato sauce.
He has a lot of nerve, and he didn't even try to get you back. That's just...
He shook his head.
There are no words.
It definitely wasn't his finest moment. He used to protect me, risk his life for mine, and now he's a jealous coward. Case kept working on the food.
Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm surprised Alessandro wants to see me again.
He's been obsessed with you for years. He's not going to let a baby and crazy ex get in his way.
I smiled. Sounds like he won't let anything get in his way.
Probably not. So, do you think Balto will leave you alone now?
I stared at the dish he was working on, remembering the way Balto's eyes had looked when he realized I was pregnant. The vein in his forehead was about to burst from the rage. So much emotion was in his gaze, and he even pushed an innocent man to the ground. Seeing me with someone else made him irrational, so irrational he couldn't think straight. But that still wasn't enough for him to realize we should be together. Now that he thought I was having Lucian's child, he would probably want nothing to do with me. I don't think I'll hear from him ever again.
Chapter 26 Balto. I sat on the couch in the living room and drank my scotch right out of the bottle.
I replayed yesterday in my head over and over, imagining the way she looked with that pregnant belly. Even when another man's baby was inside her, she was fucking stunning. Those green eyes were so unique because they expressed such powerful emotions. Those lips were sexy because they were so full. Her body was different because of the baby, but her curves gave her that glow everyone always talked about. But she was carrying Lucien's baby, not my baby. In the end, Lucien won. His legacy would continue in the form of a son or daughter. Cassini would have to provide for that child for the rest of her life, looking into their face and seeing the man who tortured her. Knowing her, she didn't see it that way. She would love the baby no matter what. She had a special heart. I continued to drink, drowning in self-loathing. I hated myself for ruining her date like that. Alessandro just wanted to protect her, and I shoved him to the ground like he deserved it. I hurt men who deserved to be hurt, not innocent people like him. It was wrong, and I knew it. But he'd better not wait for an apology. Did I make the right decision by leaving her? When she'd found out she was pregnant, I would have been with a woman who was knocked up by some other man. Could I live with that? Raise the child of my biggest enemy? Or had I made the wrong decision, judging from how miserable I was? There wasn't enough scotch in the world to kill this pain. The elevator doors opened and my brother walked inside.
You're drinking again. Great.
He sat on the coffee table like last time and took the bottle from my hand. He took a drink and set it down.
Let me guess, you made an idiot out of yourself, then came home empty-handed.
I gave him a thumbs up.
Do you ever think before you do something?
I could ask you the same.
I'm not the Skull King, and I'm not in love with a woman either.
I took the bottle back. She's pregnant. Heath's eyes widened at the news. Really pregnant.
Shit. And she didn't tell you?
I saw her on her date and marched over there to scream at her. I almost drove away because I knew it would be wrong to bother her, but when I realized she was pregnant, I lost my temper. I knocked her date to the ground and confronted her.
She was on a date while she was pregnant?
He asked incredulously. It doesn't surprise me. She looks just as beautiful now as she did before.
I don't know about that.
When I got in her face, she told me it wasn't mine. Sadness entered my tone, disappointed that she constantly had to suffer at the hands of other men. Lucien knocked her up, and now she had to raise his baby alone.
So it's Lucien's?
He asked in surprise. I nodded, then took a drink.
Jesus, that's terrible.
I don't know why she kept it. No one would have judged her if she didn't want to raise her rapist's baby.
She probably didn't have the heart to do it. They say once a woman is pregnant, she becomes a mother. Maybe she already felt like a mother. Besides, the baby is still half hers.
Yeah. Too bad it isn't mine. Heath looked at me, his eyebrow raised.
You wish she were having your baby? After you said you weren't interested in kids.
Having my baby would be much better than having his baby, right? Heath shrugged.
That's debatable.
I glared at him.
What, you can't take a joke anymore?
I could never take a joke. He chuckled.
That's true.
He grabbed the bottle from me and took a drink.
Now what? Cassini is officially part of the past, and you can move on. Should we hit the bar? Or the brothel? I prefer the brothel. Expensive pussy is the best kind of pussy.
Now that Cassini was having someone else's kid, there was no reason for us to be together. She still had suitors who didn't care about her pregnancy, so she wouldn't need me soon enough. But I was still pierced by 1,000 knives, still sick to my stomach. I'm worried about her.
Why would she get jealous of the whores you sleep with? She's dating someone.
No, that's not what I mean. He took another drink.
Then what do you mean?
She was swollen and pregnant, and she didn't have a man to take care of her. To carry the groceries into the house, to help her set up the crib, to protect her from burglars in the middle of the night. If anyone wanted a quick buck, she was an easy target. She was beautiful on top of that, so they might take her too. I'm worried about her. I don't want her to be alone.
She's got Case and Dirk.
It's not the same.
If she's protecting her baby, then who's protecting her? He set the bottle down and kept staring at me.
I thought you didn't want that to be your problem.
I didn't want it to be my problem. But over the last 3 months, she was all I ever thought about. I knew Case and Dirk would look after her, but as a single woman, she could have any man she wanted. She would pick someone worthy of her. But now I didn't want her to be with someone worthy of her. I also didn't want her to do this alone. The only man in the world who was strong enough to really keep her safe was me. No one else.
Balto.
My brother tried to get my attention when my eyes drifted away. I'm the only man who can keep them safe.
No one is after her. There's nothing to protect her from.
There's always something to protect her from.
I don't care that the baby is Lucien's. It's half her.
So I want the baby to be safe, too. Heath kept watching me.
What does that mean? You want to be with her?
I don't think I have a choice. It's been 3 months, and I'm worse now than I was when she first left. Knowing she's pregnant and vulnerable terrifies me. I want her safe. I want both of them safe. I can't expect another guy to do it. He'd never do as good of a job as me.
You want to be with her, or you want to be her guard dog? Because I can't tell.
I didn't want her to be with anyone else, and that much was obvious. And now that I sensed she was in trouble, I wanted to make her problems go away. I wanted to be her protector, just the way I was before. Both.
Chapter 27. Cassini. My apartment was fully furnished, and Dirk would stop by tomorrow to baby-proof the place. I still had a few months to go, but I might as well get used to the inhibition now. My living room had couches, a coffee table, and a TV mounted on the wall. I had everything I needed, thanks to my brothers for moving everything in and setting up the place. I finally had my own space, and while the independence was a dream come true, I missed Balto's apartment. That place was originally a prison, but it quickly became my home. The memories still haunted me from time to time, but I had to remind myself that was in the past. I would never go back there ever again. Now that Balto thought the baby was Lucien's, he was probably back to his old ways. He paid for hookers left and right and got the closure he needed for our relationship. He didn't want to be with me when I was only his. He would never want to be with me now that I was having another man's baby. I stood in the kitchen and prepared dinner on the stove. I made shrimp scampi with a side of broccoli. The hot pan sautéed the food, and the steam rose in my kitchen. With one hand on my stomach, I pushed the food around with my spatula. The silence of my apartment wouldn't last forever. Soon there would be a baby screaming every hour and making a mess every other minute. But I was excited for the silence to go away, to hear the sound of my baby's voice. The sound of the door lightly opening and closing registered in my ears. Since I'd become pregnant, my senses were heightened by a million. Instinctively, I checked for danger everywhere, even in my own home. My hand went to the burner, and I quickly turned it off so I could hear better. Heavy footsteps sounded in the living room. I knew it wasn't either of my brothers. They wouldn't pick the lock and help themselves inside like that. I had a gun in the kitchen, so I quietly slid open the drawer and pulled out the gun. My finger clicked the safety, and I turned around. Balto stood there, in a gray t-shirt that fit snugly across his chest and dark jeans that rode low on his hips. He had the same mercenary look as he did before. He didn't look at the gun in my hand, as if it was insignificant. "How did you know I lived here?" I lowered the gun, even though I didn't approve of his behavior at all. He stood there, still and silent like a statue. "And don't break into my apartment like that again. Knock."
"If I knocked, you wouldn't have answered."
"But at least I would have been prepared for you to break down the door." The corner of his mouth rose slightly.
"Making dinner?"
"I was. Now I'm not hungry." I set the gun on the counter.
"Can I see that?"
"Why?" He walked over to the counter and grabbed it himself. He examined it, then closed the barrel to see if it was loaded.
"That's a good gun. Where did you get it?" case. Have more? They're around the apartment. Don't expect me to tell you where. He smiled again. Good answer. I leaned against the counter and stared at him, waiting for an explanation for his unwelcome appearance. Are you going to tell me why you're here? He was much calmer than he was last time, but his reaction would have been much different if Alessandro were there. He would have lost his temper all over again. He stepped closer to me, his eyes looking into mine with razor-sharp focus. He was the calm and self-assured man I remembered, someone in control of a situation, even though he had no control over the people involved.
I've been doing a lot of thinking.
I'd never expected to see Balto again, but he was in my apartment at 8 in the evening, looking at me the way he used to, like I was his. I kept my arms tight over my chest, letting them rest on my distended stomach.
I don't want you to be alone. The idea of you doing this on your own terrifies me.
I'd expected him to say something completely different, and when I didn't get the answer I anticipated, the air left my lungs.
I want to protect you. I want to keep you safe, both of you. Living in an apartment by yourselves is too dangerous. Criminals pick on the weak and exploit them.
What makes you think I'm so weak? I asked, my nostrils flaring. I had a gun loaded and ready when you walked in that door. I disarmed a bomb based on knowledge Lucian shared with me years ago. I kicked your brother's ass when he was the one with a gun. Give me more credit than that, Balto. His eyes narrowed.
What happens when there are several men? What happened when Lucian's men attacked us in that restaurant? You ran as hard as you could, but there was no escape. I was the only thing standing in Lucian's way. We both know I'm the only man in this world who will die for you, who will keep you safe from everyone and everything. Don't you want that protection for your child?
Our child? No. I'm not looking for a man for protection. I'm looking for a man for love. If I wanted protection, I could move in with Case again.
But a man needs to provide both. Love and security. I can do that.
Really? Because you haven't mentioned love once. I cocked my head to the side. He stared at me, his gaze cold. I'm not interested, Balto. I'm seeing Alessandro again on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to it. The light slowly faded from his eyes, his disappointment vibrant like the colors of a painting.
I want to be with you.
No, you don't. Not in the way I want to be with you.
If you love me, why are you seeing him?
Because I like him. He's not afraid to say how he feels. You think I want to be with a man who pities me? Newsflash, Balto. I'm perfectly fine on my own. I can raise my baby just fine. Lucian is gone and there's no one out there who wishes me harm. I don't need you. At least not for that. His nostrils flared as he listened to my rejection. It took him a minute to calm down, to organize his thoughts before he could phrase his next words.
I want to be with you, baby. I'm here because I'm miserable without you. I'm here because the idea of you and Chicken Boy drives me insane. I'm here because I don't give a damn if that baby isn't mine. I want to be there for you.
Finally, he said something actually meaningful. He was a man unafraid of anything, but when it came to his own feelings, he was completely crippled. Why didn't you start with that? He stepped closer to me. Because it's impossible for you to confess how you feel, even to me. After everything we've been through together, it should be the easiest thing in the world.
You want to know why it's so hard?
His voice turned quiet, full of menace.
Let me tell you about the day my mother died. I was pissed at her over something so stupid I can't even remember what it was, and she told me she loved me, and instead of saying it back, I hung up on her.
My eyes softened as the pain pierced through every nerve.
So yeah, it's pretty fucking hard for me.
He'd been carrying that guilt for the last 10 years, and it still haunted him to this day. Then you should want to say it now, because you might lose your chance.
You know how I feel. I'm standing in front of you telling you I will raise this kid with you.
Say it. His eyes narrowed. I don't need your help. I don't need your protection or your money. I need the man I love to love me back. That's all, Balto. That's all I've ever wanted from you. He bowed his head slightly, sighing to himself. You really hurt me.
The day you dumped me?
I didn't dump you, he hissed.
Whatever. That's how it felt. I said I loved you with my whole heart, and you pushed me away. You cut me with a knife and let me bleed everywhere. Then I came to your place to tell you I was pregnant and scared, and you wouldn't let me say a fucking word because you were too busy telling me that you didn't want me, that you wanted me out of your sight for good. He rubbed the back of his neck.
I shouldn't have.
And now it's 2 months later, and the only reason you showed your face is because I was dating some other guy. You have no problem breaking my heart, but once some other guy shows interest, you act like I'm yours, and you've made it very clear you aren't mine. Fuck you, Balto. His eyes shifted with the insult. You have no idea how difficult that first month was. I hardly ate, I didn't sleep, and it was so hard.
It was hard for me too.
Obviously not. You could have made it end whenever you wanted. You couldn't have been suffering much.
Don't tell me how I feel, baby. You have no idea.
I ignored what he said. And these last 2 months have been terrible too. I'm in a better place now, but still just as heartbroken as I was before. All of this heartache could have been avoided if you'd gotten your shit together. But you know what? You didn't. Your feelings are insincere. You're only scared because I'm moving on with this baby and my love life. That's not how I wanted this to be. I wanted you to want me the way I want you. I refuse to settle for less than what I deserve. I've spent so many years with the wrong men, and I'm done with that. I stepped around him so there would be space between us. Leave, Balto. I'm done talking to you. He stayed rooted to the spot, facing the opposite way. His breathing had increased as he digested all the emotions inside his chest. He slowly turned and looked at me, his eyes focused on my face with sadness. I didn't want him this way, and I wouldn't change my mind. I wanted the Balto I'd had before, the man I had fallen for months ago. He was protective and attentive, giving me his fidelity long before I asked for it. He always made me feel wanted, always made me feel like the only woman who mattered. But then he threw all of that away without looking back. The last 3 months had been torture, and they'd happened because of him. I waited for him to tell me the three little words I wanted to hear, but they never came. I headed down the hallway to my bedroom so I wouldn't have to look at him anymore. Let yourself out.
Chapter 28. Balto. I held the cool glass against my temple so the ice would numb my migraine. The scotch was supposed to do that for me, but my tolerance was so high it was completely ineffective. The bar was quiet that night because it was a Wednesday at 1 in the morning. My brother drank beside me, his eyes glancing to the TV in the corner.
Now that it's over, you ready to move on?
I stared at my glass, oblivious of the TV and the few people in the bar. They had nowhere to go, no one waiting at home for them. I wasn't any different. It's not over. Heath turned back to me as if he hadn't heard me correctly.
Huh? I think she made it pretty clear she wants nothing to do with you.
But she still loves me.
What does that matter?
It matters. I drank from the glass. Chicken boy can't compete with that. I can get her back. I know what I have to do. I've just been too much of a coward to do it.
It's three little words, Balto. You say them to me all the time.
Not just that. I have to leave the Skull Kings. He shook his head.
That's a risky move. You could lose everything and not even get her back.
Trust me, I will. I won't give her a choice. I'll pack up her shit and move her back in with me. What's she going to do?
Get pissed, he said with a chuckle. Like, really pissed.
Well, I think she looks sexy when she's pissed, so that's fine with me. I finished my drink and left the glass on the table. I could order another, but I had the strength to cut myself off. Drinking like a thirsty bull was a habit I had to break, especially if I was going to be a parent to Cassini's kid. I'll appoint you as the next king. The men will vote on it, but Vox will oppose you. I promise you that.
Yeah, I've always gotten that hunch.
Watch out for him. The last thing I'm going to do before I leave is abolish the auction. You need to maintain that during your reign.
Heath stared at me as if he couldn't believe a word I said.
Are you serious? That's one of the easiest ways for the Skull Kings to make money. It's our main attraction.
Selling innocent women into slavery is wrong. We aren't righteous men, but we're principled. I've always killed men who deserved it and spared those who didn't. The men respect me because I'm fair and just. But kidnapping those young women and selling them to psychopaths is a crime against humanity. I should have stopped it a long time ago, but I'm going to now, and you're going to carry that on.
Why the change of heart all of a sudden? You've been the king for 5 years.
I'd never cared about morality before. In my eyes, people became the predator or the victim. You had to choose, otherwise life would choose for you. Those women didn't make smart decisions and wound up as victims. But now that I loved a woman with my whole heart, I felt differently. She'd been sold to a man for years, been raped and abused for years. Now she was pregnant with his child, but she had too big a heart to terminate the pregnancy. She'd suffered enough, and I wouldn't make a profit off those poor women to send them into a life anything like she'd been through. Because Cassini was sold to someone. She's never had any power, and if it weren't for me, she would still be suffering. That woman deserves better. They all deserve better. How would you feel if you took the wrong route home and were grabbed by a group of guys? You're outmatched and can't possibly fight them off. Then they sell your pussy to a psychopath. You're raped and beaten every day. How would you feel, Heath? He held my gaze, but never answered. The auction is over. That's final.
There will be consequences.
Don't care. We make money in lots of different ways.
But it's vital for networking.
I turned to him, disappointment in my gaze. What kind of man do you want to be, Heath? Do you want to be a man like Lucien? Someone who preys on the weak? Or do you want to be a man who fights men his own size?
The auction is irrelevant to me. I don't care if it stays or if it goes, but it affects the entire ecosystem of our organization. Do I think selling a human being for profit is right? Obviously no, but just because we stop doing it doesn't mean other people will stop. We'll lose those clients.
If that's all they care about, I don't want them to be our clients anyway. Heath faced forward and grabbed his drink.
You just feel that way because you're leaving.
No, I'd feel that way regardless. So, do we have a deal or not? He nodded.
We'll need to introduce something else, something to distract them from losing the auction.
Not a bad idea. He was already thinking like a king.
What about Miss Lightning?
He asked.
Maybe we could substitute her for the auction. Our clients can pay for a night, not buy them for a lifetime. It's not the same, but the women are definitely worth top dollar.
I nodded. That's a really good idea. Talk to Miss Lightning about it.
I will.
Working with her might solve all our problems. The Skull Kings wouldn't let go of the auction easily, but if we had something good to replace it, they would shut their mouths. And if they could enjoy the women themselves, then they definitely wouldn't have a problem. The best way to get a man to shut up was with pussy.
I want to keep my mouth shut and let you do whatever you want, but are you sure you want to do this?
What exactly? With both arms resting on the table, I stared straight ahead, resisting the urge to order another scotch.
The baby isn't even yours. Why would you want to be with a woman knocked up by some other guy?
It wasn't ideal, and I would struggle to accept the kid for a while. When he had his own personality, perhaps I would stop comparing him to his father. I'd never wanted kids, and now I was signing on to be a stepfather.
I wouldn't be interested in that. It doesn't sound like something you would be interested in either.
I didn't have a strong counter-argument. My decisions were based on emotion and nothing else. I love her, Heath. You said it yourself that I've been miserable without her. Months have gone by and I haven't even been with anyone else. I continue to rule the Skull Kings, but my heart isn't in it anymore. I feel empty, like I'm missing something. I wish she weren't pregnant, but I love her enough not to care. All I want is for her to be safe, and I want to be the one to make sure she is. I can provide for both of them. I can be a father to that kid since his own father was worthless. It's not ideal, but I can't live without her. I don't know why I could say that so easily to my brother, but not to her. She wanted me to tell her how much I loved her, but I still lacked the strength. Once I crossed that bridge, there was no going back. She knew that. Which was why she wouldn't cave until she got what she wanted. She would know I would be there forever. Heath looked into his glass and shook the ice cubes around.
Sounds like you've made up your mind.
I have.
Then I'm happy for you.
He extended his hand to shake mine.
You couldn't have found a better woman.
I grasped his palm and shook his hand.
Yes,
I couldn't have found a better queen. Chapter 29 Balto. It was almost 8 in the evening when I arrived on his doorstep and knocked. He had an iron gate that sectioned off his property from the road, but breaking the chains with the bolt cutter wasn't difficult. I listened to the sounds of his footsteps as he approached. Case looked through the peephole before he opened the door, a pistol hanging by his side.
Have you ever heard of a phone? I would have opened the gate for you.
I shrugged. This saves time. He rolled his eyes.
I hate you sometimes.
Most people hate me all the time. He stepped away from the door so I could come inside. He set his pistol on the entryway table and headed to his dining table. I followed behind him and watched him pour two glasses of scotch.
Say what you came here to say and leave.
He slumped in the chair, barely looking at me as if he despised me.
I'm guessing this is personal because, you know, I don't keep my cash here.
Yes, personal. I fell into the chair across from him, the exact seat where I'd had dinner a few months ago. Case drank from his glass and stared at me.
I get on with it.
He despised me for hurting his sister, and since I couldn't blame him for that, his insults meant nothing to me. He used to respect me for everything I did for her, but those feelings had been blown away by the wind. I went to Cassini's new apartment, tried to work it out with her.
I can guess how that turned out since you're here.
She kicked me out.
Good. You really hurt her. And I'm glad she's not the kind of a woman that forgives and forgets easily.
That makes two of us. I liked her pride as well as her anger. She stood up for herself, and that was the sexiest thing in the world. I deserve her coldness. I deserve her anger. But that will pass eventually.
Maybe, he drank from his glass. Maybe not.
She loves me, that's all that matters.
But you don't have the balls to say the same.
Because I showed it every damn day. I left the Skull Kings. Just when he'd lifted his glass from the table, he lowered it again. The gentle thump was loud in the quiet room. Heath has taken over.
And why did you do that?
Because I'm getting Cassini back. It might take some time, but she's my woman. She loves me, and I love her. I suggest you tell your friend Chicken Boy to stop wasting his time. He's just a rebound. Case stared me down with an excellent poker face.
Why are you telling me this?
If you think I'll talk to Cassini on your behalf, you're wrong.
No, I can get her back on my own.
Then why are you here?
I know how Italian families are, very traditional. You're the oldest man in the family, so you're the patriarch. Cassini doesn't treat you like you're just her brother, but as a father figure as well. So I'm here to ask you something. His olive skin slowly started to turn pale, like soured milk. His fingers released his glass, and he straightened in his chair as he sighed. I reached into the pocket of my jeans and pulled out the ring. I held it up for a second before I set it in the middle of the table. A large diamond cut into a skull. It was one of the skull diamonds. It wasn't the one Lucien had taken from me. I knew she wouldn't want anything to do with that one. Case stared at it, watching the diamond reflect the gentle lights from the ceiling. He lifted his gaze and looked at me. I'd had the diamond set in a band that would fit her slender finger. She would return my necklace, and I would wear that ring once more, just on my left hand instead. I know you don't like me, but I want your blessing anyway. He stared me down.
You know I'll take care of her.
I already sacrificed my life for hers because you were so important to her. If it weren't for me, she would still be Lucien's prisoner this very moment. If it weren't for me, Evan wouldn't have paid the price for his treason. If it weren't for me, Lucien would have gotten her back and killed her by now. I've done everything for that woman. Everything. Yes, I fucked up over these last 3 months, but I'm back now. I'm not leaving this time. He stared at the ring for a while before he sighed.
You expect her to wear that big thing?
She'll love it.
It seems heavy.
She'll get used to it. Is that a yes? He lifted his gaze to meet mine.
Do you really care what I say?
Normally, I would just do whatever I wanted. I never waited for permission, but this was different.
Yes. His eyes shifted slightly. You have my blessing.
I grabbed the ring and returned it to my pocket.
That's all I wanted.
I'll go now. I rose to my feet.
You have a tough road ahead of you. She's pretty stubborn.
I know. That's why I fell in love with her. I turned for the door.
When are you going to ask?
I turned back around. Once I get her back. He nodded.
I'll put in a good word for you. You're going to need it.
A slight smile spread across my lips.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
Chapter 30. Cassini. I worked across from Case, snacking on a bag of chips I'd found in the kitchen. My stomach appeared to get bigger by the week, and my appetite mirrored it. I seemed to always be hungry, even in the middle of the night. I worked on the schedule for the upcoming week while partially thinking about Balto. He hadn't visited me again since that conversation in my apartment. He told me he wanted to be with me, but he still wasn't willing to give me everything I wanted. Maybe I should tell him the baby was his, but that would only make him commit out of obligation. Right now, he was only sniffing around because he had competition. Case kept staring at me. What? I held up the bag. You want one?
You know I don't eat that shit.
Then why do you keep staring at me? I dropped the bag and dug out another chip.
Have you talked to Balto lately?
The mention of Balto seemed to come out of nowhere. Why do you ask?
I just suspect that we haven't heard the last of him, not after he crashed your date like that.
Case had bills to pay and checks to make out to employees, but he didn't seem to care about that. He gave me that knowing look, the same one Father used to have, like he could see right through me. Well, he came by my apartment last week.
Just dropped by?
He asked in surprise. Yeah, he likes to make an entrance.
What happened?
He told me he wanted to be with me.
Isn't that a good thing?
He cocked his head slightly. But he's only doing it because another guy is interested in me. It's the only reason he's contacted me in 3 months. When I went to his apartment to tell him about the baby, all he cared about was kicking me out. He didn't tell me he loved me either, which is getting old. None of this is happening under the circumstances I want, so it feels heartless. He nodded slightly.
Balto is a different kind of man. There are few words that can be used to describe him.
Very few.
But you can't expect him to wear his heart on his sleeve, not like other men do.
Whoa, hold on. Are you defending him?
No,
he said calmly.
I'm just pointing out that he's different. He's the hardest, cruelest man in the city. Saying pussy words like I love you isn't his forte. That was why you fell for him in the first place, right? Because he's the manliest man out there.
That wasn't the only reason.
I just think you should cut him some slack. I admit he's a piece of shit for wanting nothing to do with the baby. You have every right to be angry about that. But everything else is forgivable. Let's not forget this man sacrificed himself for you. Maybe he's never said those three little words directly to you, but he obviously means them.
I looked away, feeling guilty for the lie I'd told. Well, I never actually told Balto he was the father. Case raised an eyebrow. When I went to his apartment to tell him about the baby, he was such a jackass to me that I didn't bother to mention I was pregnant. He told me he wanted nothing to do with me and I shouldn't show my face again. Since he was so cold to me, I just assumed he wouldn't want anything to do with the baby either.
Whoa. He raised his hand slowly. So he has no idea the baby is his?
I shook my head.
Then what does he think? It's Lucian's?
I nodded. Yeah. Case sank back in the chair and shook his head slightly.
So this guy wants to be with you even though he thinks you're pregnant with Lucian's kid. A kid that isn't even his.
I guess. He stared at me blankly.
And you think this man doesn't love you? I would never be with a woman who was knocked up by some other guy. Most men wouldn't, especially a guy like Balto.
But 3 months came and went, and he only came after me when I had my first date. That's pretty childish, don't you think? He doesn't want to be in my life because it's what he wants. He just doesn't want another guy to have me.
I understand you know Balto better than I do, but I think you're totally wrong. Let's not forget the sacrifices he's made for you.
Like I ever could.
And maybe that's what he needed to light a fire under his ass. Maybe he needed to understand he was really going to lose you unless he did something. It's not like he was fucking around in the meantime. He was struggling to accept the final sacrifice he had to make for you.
He would never make that sacrifice. My brother stared at me. Being the Skull King is everything to him. That will never change. Case didn't question me.
A few months ago, Balto did something I never told you about.
What? I asked, finding it unlikely Balto would do something without telling me.
He asked me about Evan. Wanted to know his name so he could track him down.
Oh no.
He originally wanted to kill him, but I told him you wouldn't want that.
No, I wouldn't.
So he went to the bank where he works, threatened him, and then when Evan got off work, Balto dragged him to the middle of nowhere and gave him a beating so extreme he was in the hospital for a few days.
Oh, God. I covered my mouth, actually feeling bad for Evan. That was completely inappropriate. What Evan did was wrong, but he didn't deserve that.
Actually, what he did was worse than what you think. Balto questioned him and found out Lucian had had his eye on you for a long time. He paid Evan 100,000 euro to go along with his plan to make you corporate. The whole thing was a setup, and Evan got a big paycheck out of it.
My heart fell into my stomach.
That was why Balto did it, and I stand by his actions.
I looked away, hurt by Evan's betrayal, but also touched by Balto's loyalty.
Balto may have made mistakes, but he's always been loyal to you. And since he has no idea that the baby is even his, then he obviously loves you for you. You should forgive him, tell him the truth, and be with him.
I thought you said he would never be good enough for me. He shrugged.
I was wrong. He's proven himself a million times over. You know how stubborn I am, more stubborn than you.
Definitely.
And I think he deserves a second chance.
I shifted my gaze to the table.